You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
So I was walking down the street one morning, and suddenly I see a garbage truck coming down the street, and there wasn't enough room for the both of us. Somewhere deep in my psyche, it occurred to me, don't mess with a garbage truck. And so, I stepped aside onto the front yard of the neighboring house, and I just kept walking on the grass, distant from this humongous garbage truck, and I continued on my way. It occurred to me that sometimes we encounter the garbage truck, and it's really up to us to decide how we want to deal with the situation. It could be during the day, person encountered a different difficult client, and we feel the need to zone out, to escape, and it might take us to the internet. Or at the end of a full day, need some quiet time, need to relax, and it leads us again to the internet. The internet has its place, but relaxation is not. And we respond, no, I don't want to go there. The reality is, it doesn't have to be a full-blown fight. Don't mess with the garbage truck. A gentle sidestep can solve the problem. I have a colleague who likes to say, the best Musar Seder is sometimes a half-hour nap. If you find you're being snappy with people because of sleep deprivation, it doesn't need Musar with capital letters. It might need us to just be in touch with ourselves. It's interesting. The Gemara in Kiddushin that talks about dealing with the Yetzahara says, Mashcheyu lebeis hamedrash, pull him to a place that's kosher. And we take it to mean, put up a good fight. But if you read the Gemara carefully, it gives two examples of what will happen to the Yetzahara. One is nimuach, it'll melt away. And the other is mispotzeitz, it'll be shattered. It's true. You put up a good fight. That's mispotzeitz. It shatters the Yetzirah. But sometimes we don't have the strength to mess with the garbage truck. Just step to the side. Find a different solution. And nimoach, it'll melt away. Find your favorite food. Pick up a sefer or your favorite book. Call a friend, a rebbe. Tell them, I'm having a tough time right now. Within 5 minutes or less, you'll have changed the energy. Give it a try. And because you are trying, you are a hero.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.